French President Emmanuel Macron has called a snap parliamentary election after far-right parties made gains in the European election this weekend. "I cannot act as if nothing had happened," Macron said, announcing his decision last night. Announcing the dissolution of Parliament, he said that the two rounds of voting would take place on June 30th and July 7th, a few weeks before the Paris Olympics. Let's hear more on this now, and we'll speak to Dr. Emmanuel Sean Quinlivan, a lecturer in European politics at UCC. Emmanuel, good to speak to you again. This is some gamble that Emmanuel Macron has taken.
Oh, yes, it is a gamble indeed. But it's typical of Emmanuel Macron, isn't it? He didn't have much of a choice, however. You had lots of rumours about dissolution. We all expected it to happen after the Olympics. As you mentioned, it's taking place in Paris in end of July, start of August. And we expected him to bank on a very successful Olympic Games and get a bounce from it for an election. But Emmanuel Macron shows a little bit of ideological coherence, I think, in his decision, in the sense that he ran in 2017 and in 2022 on a very pro-European platform. And yesterday was a massive defeat for him, and he lives or dies by the European sword. So he's decided to dissolve the National Assembly, and quite honestly, he had a relative majority in the National Assembly as it was. It's proven extremely difficult in the last 2 years. The French aren't the Irish. They seem to be incapable of making compromises. So he had to regain control. It is a huge gamble, but let's see what happens.
What do you think will happen?
What I think he thinks is that he's given only 3 weeks, which is extremely tight. It is, according to the Constitution, it is acceptable, but it's the tightest of deadlines. So literally yesterday, I was following the coverage on French television, and very clearly his lieutenants had no idea this was coming, this was going to be announced. So I'd say there were very late nights in political headquarters, because political parties had to identify candidates all across the 577 constituencies straight up. Like, they'll have to submit the names really quickly. And what I think he's thinking is that the Rassemblement National might not be quite ready. You have the centre-left that had a huge success yesterday, but isn't ready for a general election. So he's banking on this kind of idea, again, of rallying the Republican front and getting the support of the sensible parties, basically, for him.
Across the border in Germany, if you look at the electoral map as a result of last night, it looks like the old East-West German divide.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely stunning how you have this a tale of two countries still. The Eastern Germany voted for AfD, for the extreme right-wing party, and the West for the CDU, the conservative party. It is a huge defeat for Olaf Scholz. His party has done the worst since World War II in a nationwide election, and it tells the story of the typical, what we call the Franco-German engine of European integration, really struggling at the moment.
Overall, the story that is being told of the elections across Europe is the centre holding, but certainly in advance of the far right.
Yes, but the story in advance of the elections, where we're going to see this massive surge of from the far right, which hasn't happened, actually. When you think that the Netherlands put Geert Wilders' party ahead in the last general elections just a few months ago, Geert Wilders is now second, and the Left Green Alliance won. So yes, the centre holds. It's getting 401 MEPs around that out of 720, and the EPP has actually gained MEPs. The big losses are for the Greens and for Renew, the centre. And the big question mark as well, which I'm not used to as a French citizen, but you're very used to it in Ireland, is the number of non-aligned independents, let's say, non-aligned MEPs, 38, an increase of 38, so there'll be 100.
There you go.
And And they will have to decide if they want some influence, which political grouping they will join.
Europe following the lead of Ireland. Dr. Emmanuel Sean Quinlivan, lecturer in European politics at UCC. Thank you.